Elders. What is meant by the term elders? Doesn't necessarily mean they're older in age. They're men who have responsibility of leadership and oversight of a local church. The term also includes a fivefold ministry as well, and then we'll look at the distinction between the fivefold ministers and elders who rule, but who are not fivefold ministers. Here's some of the terms. Elders, presbyteros, is one word. Those who preside over the assemblies or churches. In the Jewish and Christian sphere, it's often hard to distinguish between the designation of age and title of office. The elders of Christian churches, presbyters, to whom was committed the direction and government of the individual churches, equal to episcopos, which we will look at in a minute. That particular word, presbyteros, is used in the following verses. Acts 14:23, they ordained elders in every church. Acts 20:17, he called the elders of the church. 1 Timothy 5:17, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Titus 1:5, he was left in Crete to set in order the things that are lacking, ordain elders. And in 1 Peter 5:1-4, the elders that are among you I exhort. So you can kind of see as you read through those scriptures, you get a better feel who he's talking about. And then the next word, overseer, which is the Greek word episcopos, an overseer, a man charged with the duty of seeing that things are to be done by others are done rightly. One who has the responsibility of caring for spiritual concerns, one responsible for, one who cares for, guardian, keeper, almost always relates to oversight or administration, an overseer. And that's used in these verses, Acts 20, verse 28, take heed to the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church. Philippians 1:1, Paul writes to the saints and the bishops. 1 Timothy 3:2, a bishop must be blameless. Titus 1:7, a bishop must be blameless. And in 1 Peter 2:25, Jesus, the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Those words, episcopos and presbyteros, are talking about the same guys. And on the bullet there, in Acts 20:17, if you turn back on your page, Acts 20:17 said, call the elders of the church. And down in Acts 20, verse 28, he says, I've made you overseers. Talk about the same guys. They're presbyteros. They're episcopos. In Titus 1:5, set in order the things that are lacking, ordain elders. And then in Titus 1:7, he's given qualifications. He says, for a bishop, an episcopos. So he's talking about the same guys. Overseers. I just wanted to make that clear, because sometimes you'll read through there, and if you look in the Greek, well, that guy's a presbyteros. Well, this guy's an episcopos, so they're different. No. Scripturally, you can see they're talking about the same guys. What are their responsibilities? And this is taken from Acts 20:17 and 28 through 32. They're to take heed to themselves. And that word take heed means to hold the mind towards, to pay attention to, be cautious about, be in a continuous state of readiness to learn of any future danger, need, or error, and to respond to it, to be concerned about, heed, be careful of, occupy oneself with, to be in a state of alert, concerned about. I like this point E, a nautical term. It means to hold the ship in a direction, to sail towards. That's part of their ministry, is to keep the ship on course in their oversight. And so it's nice if you have a course that you're heading toward, which I believe we do. I believe Kirk has a vision. I believe the elders are working together with him and trying to keep the course on vision, the ship on course, rather, with all that includes in caring for the flock, raising up leadership, vision for reaching the town, all those things that are included. And so the elders work together to do that, taking heed among themselves and also watching out in the flock. It says they're to take heed to the flock. They're to see that things are done right, or in this case, biblically. They're to feed, poimeno, the flock. There's need for such care because there will always be those rising up in their own midst that will try to draw disciples away, as well as people who will act as grievous wolves, tearing up the flock with heresies, legalism, every wind of doctrine, etc. And they're to watch, give strict attention to, be cautious, active, to take heed lest through remissiveness and indolence some destructive calamity suddenly overtake one. You can tell these are not my words, they're from the dictionaries. I don't know when the last time I used remissiveness and indolence. To stay awake, to be watchful, to refrain from sleep. Can't go to sleep, Kirk.
I don't.
Okay, in 1 Peter 5, which we've read several times in previous lessons, they're to feed the flock. I'm going to just go through the bullets. They're to feed, poimeno, the flock. They're to take the oversight, which is probably seen in a better way as exercising the oversight. King James says taking, but exercising the oversight. Some of the dictionaries say the word does not imply the entrance upon such responsibility, but the fulfillment of it. It's not like, okay, well, start taking this on. No, it's saying fulfill that type of ministry of overseeing. Make sure you're doing it. It's not a matter of assuming a position, but the discharge of the duties. The elders are not to exercise oversight because they're constrained to. They're not forced to. It's not an obligation. They're to do it willingly, of their own accord, without compulsion. This note regarding constraint and willingly, both words occur in this verse referring to the motive of the service as a spiritual shepherd. One should exercise the task of a pastor not because of any outward or inward constraint, but voluntarily. No one should be a pastor because he's hired to be one, but because he has been called of God to be one, whether he's paid or not. That leaves some guys out of the running. I personally know a man who did not take the pastorship of a church because they only paid $65,000 a year and they wouldn't give him 6 weeks vacation a year. Mm-hmm. He wanted a better offer. So he went to where the offer was better. My Bible calls that hireling. Because if a person has a heart for the sheep, and they're going to be doing the work whether they get paid or not. Real quiet. But that's the heart of the leadership. It's not for outward things. It's because there's a God-given care. I just think it's nice to reciprocate and make sure they get paid. That's a good thing. And I'm thankful that we can have guys on board. Tell you what, I've been concerned for Kirk working and trying to pastor. I know what that's like. I've been there. It's not good. It's very hard on the physical body. You're trying to do a lot of things in limited time. So I'm thankful that we have the resources to be able to do that. Because he's not going to get wealthy taking that position.
What?
Not for filthy lucre. There's not an eagerness for base gain, eager of sordid gain, dishonorable gain, fondness for dishonest gain, but of a ready mind, eagerly, willingly pertaining to being eager of service. The contrast indicating that officials are to be eager to meet the needs of others rather than seek gain for themselves, not lords over. The last part of that is, it conveys a sense of rule to one's own advantage when they lord it over. They just want to have stuff that works to their own advantage. The heritage. I thought this was interesting. It's a share or portion which has been assigned or granted. Because up there in verse 3 in 1 Peter 5, it says, neither is being lords over God's heritage. A share or portion which has been assigned or granted, part share, allotted portion. What has been assigned is someone's responsibility to take care of. It seems to denote those distinct congregations of Christians which fell to the lot, as it were, of different pastors. Who has the lot? God does. He says, this is your flock. God gives the sheep under their care. They're God's heritage. But he's called certain people to be over that particular flock. Have you been taking care of Rick Sam's church lately? That's because it's his portion. That's who he's taking care of. And there's enough sheep here to take care of. Examples. A model of behavior is an example to be imitated or to be avoided. That's the negative side of it. Okay, I'm going to stop right there for now, and we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and pick up with more.